Today on Hardwired.
You didn't know it was going to be a defining moment when you first picked up that alcohol or picked up that drug, but it has become that. On the positive side, a defining moment can be that moment when you decide to lay those things down for good. After years of regret and enslavement, from now on, your whole life is going to be defined by that one positive decision.
Welcome to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're looking for some words of hope, encouragement, solid biblical truth, and maybe even a laugh or two, well, that's exactly what Pastor Jeff wants to share with you today. We know life can get pretty busy and complicated at times, so we're truly grateful you've chosen to take a break and listen to the program. Now, if you're not able to hang out with us for the entire program, you can always check it out at our website, hardwired.org. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, hardwired.org. But right now, here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about today's program on Hardwired.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Hardwired. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, all of us have what some have called a defining moment, or several defining moments. They don't come very often, but when a defining moment happens, it literally defines your life. It changes the course and the direction of your life. It changes you. It changes people around you often. A defining moment is so very powerful. And you know what? God gives defining moments. Defining moments come from the Lord. And when you've had a defining moment with God, you never forget it. So I'm going to just open up a brand new series today called Defining Moments. And we're going to look this time at what are they? So I want you to grab your Bible, grab a pen and some paper, and let's get started on today's message. What are defining moments? I'm going to talk to you today about defining moments. Defining a defining moment is today's message. Defining a defining moment. Let's look at one. Happened in the Bible. There's tons of them. But let's look at this one. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. And he went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. Well, God had other plans. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly, everybody say suddenly. That would be the word about a defining moment. Suddenly, a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground. He was not a horse. Notice he was walking. And he fell to the ground. You could say he got slain in the spirit. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. And he said, "I am Jesus who you are persecuting. Now get up and get into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there completely speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus, and look what happened to him. For 3 days, he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. Now that's a defining moment. What we just read is for sure a description of a defining moment that happened in the life of Saul before he was the Apostle Paul. Now, suddenly a light shone from heaven, knocked him to the ground, and he realized that everything he had been living for, everything he had thought was true, was not true. This was so shattering, so indescribably stunning for him, that he went blind. Blinded by the light, he was perplexed, he was dazed, he was confused. This was a major, major event in the life of Saul, because he had been coming against the very Lord who knocked him to the ground. And so he had a defining moment. He was never the same after this experience, not ever, not even remotely close. Now let me define today a defining moment, because all of us are going to have them and have had them. Here's the definition of a defining moment. A defining moment is a monumental experience or a decision that changes the direction of your life.
Now, let me say that again. A defining moment is a monumental experience or decision that changes the direction of your life. Now, listen carefully. Defining moments can result from a personal decision. You can bring your own defining moment by a decision that you make, good or bad. It can be a bad one or a good one, but either way, that decision brings a defining moment to you. Or a defining moment can come as a result of a happening beyond your control, for good or for bad. A bad experience, a good one. But it is such that it becomes a defining moment because afterwards you are never the same. Defining moments determine destinies. For instance, on the negative side, let me give you an example. A defining moment can be that moment when you first pick up alcohol or some kind of drug. You did it, and you have never been the same since that decision. That decision now defines you. That's why I tell people all the time, and I'm a broken record up here, you never need to touch drugs even once, because you may have a defining moment you greatly regret. You never need to pick up alcohol, in my opinion. Now, you can do with it what you want. I can't tell you the Bible says that you should never drink, but my question is, why would you? If you're not looking for an altering experience of some kind, why would you? I got something better for you. Try the Holy Spirit. Just learn to pull on that new wine. That's a bottle there's not a demon at the bottom of. Now, having said that, a defining moment, you didn't know it was going to be a defining moment when you first picked up that alcohol or picked up that drug, but it has become that. On the positive side, a defining moment can be that moment when you decide to lay those things down for good. After years of regret and enslavement, from now on, your whole life is going to be defined by that one positive decision. Putting it down, laying it down. Author Patrick Morley defines a defining moment as this, quote, a watershed experience that shapes a person's character and determines the direction of their life. They often represent signposts that mark the transition from one season to another. A defining moment. One educator referred to defining moments as, quote, disorienting dilemmas that shake us to our foundation for good or for ill. And as a result, we are transformed, never to be the same. A defining moment. Perhaps that experience of a defining moment is something that you can think, as a matter of fact, as I'm sharing on this right now, you've probably already thought of a defining moment that you've had, maybe even recently. And it's shaping the rest of your life. People that experience defining moments describe them as moments of no going back. I know that because of this experience, there's going to be no going back. You know it. You know you're not going back. You don't know what the future holds, but you know you can't go back. You're never going to be the same. There's no return to where you were after this defining moment. Defining moments often come as a surprise. It says that suddenly that light shone around Paul. You don't know a defining moment is coming. It doesn't send you a mailgram telling you it's about to arrive. A defining moment suddenly takes place. It happens during a time of crisis, like a personal failure, taking an unpopular stand, intense suffering, being asked to forgive someone or to make a hard choice. And it's a defining moment. The doctor looks at you and says the C word, and it's a defining moment. Sometimes defining moments occur when we don't see them for what they are. But looking back, we realize that was a defining moment in my life. A defining moment might be that moment you are handed a pink slip from a company you've been with all of your life. It now means at 40 or 50 or in your 30s, a whole new career change. You're never going to be able to go back where you were. A whole new horizon is looking at you, and there's no return. A defining moment, I assure you, can be the moment your spouse says he or she no longer love you, or it can be the death of a loved one, or some other kind of storm, spiritual or natural, you go through. You didn't know that it was coming, but it has become for you a defining moment. There's no return. There's no going back. You're never going to be the same. You've had a defining moment. It's definitely a defining moment for anybody that has a personal experience with Jesus Christ. Don't tell me you had an experience with Christ and you're the same. You cannot have an encounter with Jesus Christ, which is always the defining moment of your life, and say, well, no, you know, I kind of had an experience with Jesus. Well, how has it affected your life? Well, not much. Then you didn't have an experience with the Jesus I know. Because if you encounter the Jesus I know, you're going to have the defining moment of your life. There's no turning back once you've been touched by the powers to come. Amen. For Peter, James, John, and the other disciples, the defining moment of their life arrived when they encountered Jesus Christ and he said, follow me and I'm going to make you fishers of men. They were never the same after that. Moses' defining moment was that moment when he spotted a bush that burned but was not burned up. He approached that burning bush as one person. He walked away as another. He approached going in one direction in life, and he left it going another direction in life. When you have a defining moment, you are never the same. Your life is never the same. The circumstances are never the same. There's no going back. I read recently of a particular woman who taught the children of privilege in a wealthy neighborhood that stood in sharp contrast to an adjacent slum area where she worked next to. She kept to herself and tried not to venture out into those neighboring slum areas. One evening, as she was walking down the street, she heard a woman crying out for help. And just then, a dying woman fell into her arms. Seeing that her condition was critical, she rushed her to the hospital. When the staff saw that the ill woman was poor, they were told, "Take a seat and wait." She sensed this woman was going to die without immediate medical attention. So she left and went to another hospital, and again, they were told to sit and wait. After the nurses and the doctors still didn't come, she took the dying woman to her own home, where later that night, she died in the school teacher's arms. This young teacher decided that would never happen again to anyone if she could help it. She decided to devote the rest of her life to easing the pain of those around her so they could live or die in dignity. The city was Calcutta. The woman was Teresa. You know her as Mother Teresa. It was for her a defining moment.
Before Pastor Jeff comes back to wrap things up for us today, I'd like to share a couple of important things with you. Let me encourage you to take a minute and check out our website, hardwired.org. You'll find today's program, along with all of Pastor Jeff's messages. There's a growing list of great things to check out at the site. So hop on over and check it out, hardwired.org. That's hardwired.org. And be sure to tell your friends about the program. We know you're being blessed by it. I'm sure your friends will be as well. We're here to reach as many people for the Lord as we can. So getting the word out will help us on this mission. And that's what this program is all about. And Pastor Jeff's back now for the conclusion of today's program.
Have you had a defining moment? A defining moment for good? A defining moment that has touched you that way? Can I tell you that the God we worship today is a God of defining moments? He's a God that brings defining moments. Oh, I pray that everybody here today could have a defining moment with the Lord. Now, since we're all going to have some, guarantee you in the days to come, we're all going to have some defining moments. Let's look at a couple of key facts about defining moments that I want you to understand today. And next week, I'm going to share with you why defining moments come. And the week after, I'm going to share with you three wise responses to a defining moment. And the reason I'm preaching this is because I really do believe God's about to give us some defining moments that we're going to emerge from never being the same again. Hallelujah. All right. Now, first, in the presence of every defining moment, I want you to know today, God is there. In the presence of every defining moment, God is there. Now listen carefully when I tell you today, according to my Bible, nothing happens in the life of a believer that does not pass through the awareness and the knowledge of God. God never says, oops, and he never says, well, I'll be. Now you've heard me say that 100 times, and we need to always remember that, because God never says, oops, made a mistake, because he doesn't make any. And he never says, well, I'll be, because he's never taken by surprise by a thing. And when it comes to defining moments, whether it's a decision, good or bad, or an event out of your control, good or bad, all defining moments in the lives of God's children are known by him before they arrive. Watch carefully. One of my favorite stories in the Bible, Peter's denial of Jesus Christ. He was not the man he thought he was. He said, Lord, I'll never deny you. I will never walk away from you, never forsake you. But Jesus saw straight through and saw who he really was, what he really had, what he really didn't have, and said, Peter, you're going to deny me. And it's going to be a hugely defining moment for you. As a matter of fact, so defining that I'm praying for you that your faith does not fail when this defining moment of you realizing who you really are happens to you. When you see, Peter, how weak you are, that defining moment, I pray your faith doesn't fail you. His denial of Jesus Christ was hugely defining. He went out and wept bitterly after he did it. Yet watch this, the Lord knew that he was going to do it days before the defining moment took place, and he told him so. You're going to deny me, Peter. A moment is coming in your life. Now, folks, please understand, every defining moment that has ever come your way, good or bad, out of your control or because of a decision you made, good or bad, the Lord knew you were going to do it. He knew you were going to say it. He knew you were going to act that way. He knew you were going to stumble, or he knew you were going to succeed. He knew every defining moment that was on its way towards your life. And that matters. The tragedies that befell Job and his household were defining moments. In a flash, he lost everything. One right after another. Yes, Scripture is very clear that God knew of it and allowed it prior to it taking place. It passed through the fingers of God. When the Holy Spirit fell in power on the 120 disciples who had been waiting in the upper room, it was hugely defining. It was their defining moment and the church's defining moment. Yet, Jesus had told them it was coming way before it ever arrived. You see, nothing comes into your life that God did not know was coming. That's why you can always look up whenever something happens and say, Lord, I know you're not surprised, and I know you knew about this, and I know you had your finger on the pulse, and I know you're going to work this together for my good, whatever it is. He knows the defining moment is coming. He's there when it arrives, and as we're going to see in just a moment, he's got a word for you when it's over. Because a defining moment is never complete until the word of the Lord has spoken into it. Whether it's a decision, good or bad, or an event out of your control, good or bad, all defining moments in the lives of God's children are known by him before they arrive. Amen. Aren't you glad God's in control of your life? Aren't you glad he knows the end from the beginning? Aren't you glad he is the mighty God? Now, why in the world does it matter that the Lord knows what is coming before it arrives, and that with every defining moment in my life, God is there? Do you know that that's what Jehovah Shammah means? The Lord who is there. It matters because whether the defining moment is good or bad, the Lord has something to say to you in your defining moment. Now, hear me on this one. Our God did not lose his voice when the word of God was complete. If the devil can speak, then our God can double speak. If the enemy can talk to you, our God can talk to you so much better. And I want you to understand that with everything you and I go through, one of the keys for me in my life has been that when I go through a defining moment, whether it's good or bad, I ask the Lord what he has to say about it. Because listen, you will never fully understand your defining moments until the Lord speaks into it. Whatever you're experiencing in life today, if somebody has walked out on you, if somebody has walked in on you, if somebody has come into your life, whatever it is, if you've lost a job or found a job, whatever it is, wherever you are, whatever defining moment you're experiencing, you need to get the Lord God's take on it. Lord, what are you saying to me in this defining moment, since I know it has not come without your knowledge and your awareness? What is the word of the Lord to me? Jesus spoke directly into Peter's defining moment, and he told him that once he returned from his personal failure, he would strengthen the brethren. Now, I want you to notice this. Jesus knew that Peter's defining moment of personal failure was coming. He told him it was coming. You're going to mess up. You're going to deny me. You're going to walk away. You're going to deny you ever even knew me. Lord, there's no way. Man, I'm with you. I'm here 110%. There's no way I'm going to walk out on you. But the Lord Jesus knew what he was made of. And he knows what you're made of. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your strengths. He knows when you will cave, and he knows when you won't. And when you do cave, he is not surprised. And when you do cave in, he's there to help you where you won't cave in that way again. But he knows you. And he knew that his personal failure was coming, and he knew that he would recover. He said, when you recover, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay my hand on you, and you're going to strengthen the brethren. How many of you have ever read 1 or 2 Peter? Have you read those little letters in there, those little love notes from God? The rest of you, you haven't read 1 and 2 Peter? Let me ask that again. How many have ever read 1 and 2 Peter? All right. Did he strengthen you? Did he bless you? Did he help you? Did he speak into your life? All right. The Lord Jesus said, when you recover, Peter, from your personal failure, you're going to turn and you're going to strengthen the brethren. The Lord had a word about Peter's defining moment, and he has a word about yours. Whatever the defining moment is in your life, have you asked the Lord about it? Have you asked him what he's saying to you? Have you asked him what his message to you is? Have you inquired of him what he's got to say about it? Because until then, it's all conjecture and you just kind of making of it what your natural mind makes of it. But we need to see our defining moments from the viewpoint of God. When Saul, who became Paul the Apostle, was knocked to the ground by the blinding light of heaven, was spoken to personally by the Lord Jesus, and experienced his dramatic conversion to Christ, Jesus defined his defining moment for him and told him, you are my chosen instrument. That's why this has happened to you. To carry my name before the Gentiles. This is why it's happened to you. And their kings and before the people of Israel. And I will show you what great things you must suffer for my name's sake. This is why, Paul. This is why you've had this defining moment. It didn't just happen to you. It was not happenstance. It was not an accident. There are no accidents in the life of a child of God. And Jesus defined his defining moment for him. And spoke to him and blessed him. I was talking to a pastor this week, a man of God who reaches a whole lot of people, and he's in a real wilderness area. As a matter of fact, he said, I feel like a sailboat out in the middle of the ocean. My sail's up, but there's no wind blowing. I just feel like I'm drifting. And I said, well, let me tell you what I believe God is saying to you. Deep in the well. Because anytime there's ever been a lag in my own life, a place of limbo where there wasn't much going on, it was always a time where God said, deep in the well. And he said, thank you for that word. I believe that's a word from the Lord. And I don't know if I really spoke a word from the Lord to him or not, but he acted like I did. He might have just been being nice, but he acted like I did. And he said, thank you, because I believe that's what God is saying to me deep in the well. You see, anytime you're experiencing something, don't just sit there frustrated. Say, Lord, what are you saying? And he will define your defining moment for you. The next thing I want to just share about a defining moment today is that they always require a decision. Almost always a defining moment requires a decision. Defining moments will define us based on how we respond, whether good or bad, in faith or in doubt, positively or negatively, in obedience or disobedience. A defining moment always leaves you and me with a response. With a decision. How am I going to respond to God? How am I going to respond to these circumstances? How am I going to respond to what has come my way, whether it's good or it's bad? What is my response going to be? Because listen, response is everything. It's not what happens to you. It's how you respond to what happens to you that matters most.
Thanks for listening today to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To get a copy of today's message, give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can pick it up at our website, hardwired.org. That's 877-884-3111 or the website hardwired.org. While you're there at the website, you'll find today's message along with all the messages from Pastor Jeff. We know they've been an encouragement to you, so be sure to forward them on to a friend who you think needs to hear today's message or any of the messages there at the website. It might be the very thing they need to be encouraged as well. Again, the website is hardwired.org or call us at 877-884-3111. If you haven't been to the website lately, jump on over there and take a look at all we have for you. One last thing, your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. We know Hardwired is making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. Please take a minute to send your best gift through our website, hardwired.org, or by calling 877-884-3111. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly do appreciate it. Be sure to join us next time right here on Hardwired.